Frances Maldonado says her neighbors are a hard-working bunch.
Some people paint, some people are pipe fitters.
And when night falls, she says this community on the east side of Houston is a very peaceful place.
In the middle of the night, it's quiet. It's very quiet, you know.
Not like right now with them going up and down.
No, it's very quiet.
What's going up and down the streets during the day are big trucks, like one driven by Jose Guzman.
What kind of truck is it? What do you haul?
Containers.
Containers, like they come off the ships?
Yeah.
Just a half mile from where we're talking is the Houston Ship Channel, one of the nation's busiest seaports and home to the biggest concentration of refineries and chemical plants. The homes here are pretty much at sea level. Air pollution is a serious health concern. The population is ethnically diverse and blue-collar. Busy people just trying to keep up with the bills, but with little time to consider what might happen if the climate changes, says community activist Cruz Hinojosa.
Now, what does that mean? I don't no entiendo que dice eso. So how does that relate to me? We don't have that in Mexico.
We found Hinojosa across town at Texas Southern University, where people had come to trade concerns over what climate change could mean to neighborhoods like his.
But if a hurricane ever came straight up the ship channel, it would devastate our community.
The fear is they'd be the first to suffer most if global warming raised the sea level and increased the frequency and intensity of tropical storms. Nadia Siddiqui is a researcher with the Texas Health Institute.
Just using the term climate and talking about climate change is very difficult in this state.
She was part of a team that compared how Texas and other surrounding states are preparing communities for climate change. They found that Texas, where top officials have expressed doubts about the significance of global warming, had done less than all but one of the other states, Louisiana.
The way we've put it is, you know, we may face the perfect storm, quote unquote, in the state of Texas, where the most vulnerable low-income communities, high-diversity communities are very disproportionately impacted and affected.
The study Siddiqui worked on found that counties and cities were often doing more to prepare than their state governments. Houston has been cited nationally as among cities where mitigating climate change is a consideration when doing urban planning. Jennifer Ronk is with the Houston Advanced Research Center.
I think there's a lot of activity here, and there are a lot of scientists here. There are a lot of people that understand that these are problems that we need to address because there's a lot of risks if we don't.
A risk that might be greater for some neighborhoods than others. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.